Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather is mild tonight across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys a clear evening, while Jerusalem has some light clouds. Haifa is cooler with a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports from earlier today on a potential political shakeup. An agreement could impact the upcoming elections. It disappoints many right-wing voters, but may benefit Netanyahu. Also, in the past hour, Israel Hayom announces that the Kisufim community is returning home. After over 2 years, the community's members are completing their move back. Also this hour, JNS highlights a positive trilateral agreement. A U.S. brokered deal between Israel and Lebanon marks a strategic setback for Iran. Separately, the Jerusalem Post explores the new Israel-Lebanon agreement. It differs from previous peace efforts following significant diplomatic developments. And finally, Axios details behind-the-scenes negotiations. Shared concerns about Iran led to the Israel-Lebanon deal, with 4 tense days of discussions. From X, the latest, David Keyes discusses a political misstep in housing policy, posting just minutes ago. Al Arabiya English shares a link to an ongoing story, posting earlier today. Haviv Retig-Gur critiques perspectives on the Israel-Gaza conflict. He questions assumptions about Hamas's intentions, writing on X just now. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the political developments in Israel. Israel Hayom reports that a potential agreement could significantly affect the elections. While many on the right feel disappointed, the memorandum might still serve Netanyahu's interests. The implications could reshape Israel's political landscape. Turning to the Kisufim community's return, Israel Hayom notes that the community's homecoming marks the end of a long journey. The return symbolizes resilience and continuity for its members, offering a fresh start. Meanwhile, the JNS highlights a new strategic dynamic. The U.S. brokered deal between Israel and Lebanon challenges Iran's influence. This agreement opens possibilities for disarming Hezbollah and advancing peace. It signifies a shift in regional power balances. On the diplomatic front, the Jerusalem Post examines how the new deal differs. The agreement comes after Washington and Tehran signed a memorandum of understanding. This context underscores the broader diplomatic efforts at play. Regional stability may be within reach. Finally, Axios provides a behind-the-scenes look at the negotiations. 4 days of intense talks were driven by mutual concerns over Iran. This cooperation hints at a potential new era of collaboration. The outcome could enhance security for both nations. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that Rafael will supply Romania with advanced air defense systems. The $2.3 billion deal includes comprehensive support for Romanian forces. Separately, Globes details the new restrictions on Nochi Dankner. Once a powerful figure in the Israeli economy, Dankner faces changes after bankruptcy. And finally, CTEC discusses AI's role in software development. While AI solves coding challenges, complexity remains a bottleneck. Companies that manage complexity effectively will gain an edge. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 10:00 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.